Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, TV sitcom history made by one of my big-time TV crushes. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comic. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. On my YouTube channel, you can watch full games of my show, taped in front of a live studio audience. I've always wanted to say that. By the way, my YouTube channel, Adam Grow Comedian. Television history was made with a specific episode of the sitcom featured in my question today. But if I tell you too much, it'll be obvious. It'll probably be obvious anyway, so I might as well just come out and tell you. What I will tell you is that Oprah Winfrey made a cameo appearance in the sitcom as the therapist for the lead character. This happened in concurrence to an appearance by the actress who played this lead character on Oprah's own TV show in 1997. Now, Oprah Winfrey did very little acting before becoming a massive TV and media phenom. Most notably, her role as Sophia in the 1985 movie The Color Purple, for which she received an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress. I mean, that was like the first thing she did, according to IMDb at least, and she gets the nod from the Academy. So it's not like after years of toiling in the trenches, Oprah eventually said to herself, you know, maybe I'm just not so good at this whole acting thing. Perhaps I should just, you know, get a TV show where I can play myself. Not that I'm personally familiar with that exact inner monologue or anything, you know, and not that I fantasize about having my own magazine with a big A on the cover or anything, you know. These Friends of Mine was the original title of what 1990s TV sitcom that featured its star revealing to her therapist that she's gay? Dr. Quinn Lesbian Woman. Curb Your Lesbianism. The Dykes of Hazzard. You knew it was coming. The Dykes of Hazzard. Okay. Or Ellen. Ellen was the first TV series in which the main character came out as gay, which DeGeneres' character did in the famous The Puppy episode. This did result in enough controversy to prompt ABC to put a parental advisory at the beginning of each episode. Remember the golden years of TV when you had to put a parental advisory in front of a TV sitcom with Ellen? Wow, if Modern Family had come out in the 1990s, there would have been a warning from the Surgeon General. Come see the live version of my show, which probably should have some sort of parental advisory in front of it. It features stand-up comedy and your chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. Right now, you can take advantage of a special buy two, get three promotional ticket price. Use the discount code AGQS3 when you go to AdamGrowQuizShow.com for details to buy. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.